The World This Week.
Volodymyr Zelensky met Donald Trump in Florida for talks. Both men said progress had been made towards resolving issues to end the Ukraine war. After their meeting, Mr. Zelensky suggested he wanted a security guarantee to last up to 50 years. Mr. Trump acknowledged that the thorny question remained of Russian territorial claims. Meanwhile, Russia attacked Ukraine with 500 drones and 40 missiles, leaving 1 million homes in and around Kyiv without power. After a meeting in Florida with Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, Mr. Trump said he wanted to push forward with the peace deal for Gaza and urged Hamas to disarm. He also said he would support another attack on Iran if it resumed its weapons-building program. A few days earlier, Israel became the first country to recognize Somaliland as an independent sovereign state. Both Israel and Somaliland said their joint declaration of mutual recognition was in the spirit of the Abraham Accords, American-brokered peace deals between Israel and other countries in the region. Somalia described it as an unlawful step that threatened its sovereignty. China issued a statement saying it firmly opposed any attempt to split Somalia. The main separatist group in southern Yemen, the Southern Transitional Council, or STC, rejected a call by Saudi Arabia to pull back from areas it had captured in early December and which has pushed the Saudi-supported Yemeni government out of its base in Aden. The STC, which is backed by the United Arab Emirates, said that Saudi Arabia had conducted airstrikes against its forces, which the Saudis did not acknowledge. At least three people were killed in Syria as clashes broke out at several demonstrations held by the Alawit community. The protests came shortly after a bomb at an Alawit mosque in the city of Homs killed at least eight people. In March 2025, hundreds of Alawites died amid an outbreak of sectarian violence stirred up by supporters of the ousted Assad regime. The Nigerian government confirmed that America's recent missile strikes against terrorists in northern Nigeria had targeted two camps with links to Islamic State. President Bola Tinubu supported the action to stop militants from the Sahel infiltrating the area, the government said. Mr. Trump said that America had carried out an attack on a dock area in Venezuela used by drug gangs, the first known direct strike on the country by the US. Reports suggested that the attack was a drone strike conducted by the CIA on a port facility used to store drugs. No one was hurt, according to the reports. The Venezuelan government didn't comment. China carried out huge military exercises in the seas surrounding Taiwan, which it said were intended as a serious warning to Taiwan independent separatist forces and external interference forces. The drills, which encircled the island, used live rounds. Taiwan recently secured an $11 billion deal with America for weapons, the largest package of its kind, and has greatly increased its defense budget. Cambodia and Thailand agreed to halt the fighting that had broken out for a second time in recent months along their disputed border. After the ceasefire was announced, both sides went to China for talks with the country's foreign minister, Wang Yi. America's economy grew at an annualized rate of 4.3% in the third quarter, according to a first estimate that had been delayed by the government shutdown. It was the fastest pace of growth in 2 years and in part reflected an increase in consumer spending, allaying fears about the economic impact of tariffs. Ala Abd El Fattah, an Egyptian activist who was given British citizenship in 2021, moved to Britain 3 months after his release from an Egyptian prison. Sakir Starmer, the Prime Minister, and other senior ministers said they were delighted, but that was before a series of tweets surfaced from 2010 to 12 in which Mr. Abd El Fattah expressed support for killing Zionists and the British police and that he hated white people. He has apologised amid the furore. With ministers denying knowledge of the tweets, the Foreign Office started an investigation into serious information failures. Shortly before Christmas, America's Department of the Interior suspended leases for 5 wind farms off the East Coast. The government cited national security risks and floated the possibility that the turbine towers interfere with radar. Previous attempts by the Trump administration to close offshore wind projects have been blown off course by the courts.